الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قالوا طائركم معكم أئن ذكرتم بل أنتم قوم مسرفون. وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: لا عدوى ولا طير ولا هامة ولا صفر، أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام: وصدق الله وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم. We are in the month of Safar now. Today is the second of Safar also, the second month of the Islamic calendar. And with regard to Safar, many people before Islam, during the days of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, and unfortunately till today, have got wrong ideas, superstitious ideas about the month of Safar. And it is very, very important that we take out, this is part of shirk, to have the superstitious ideas. We must have full yaqeen on the Zaat of Allah Ta'ala. The only doer is Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. There is no superstition in any way that has got any power, anything. And to believe that these things have got any powers is a very great weakness in Iman, and it is part of shirk. And it is very important that we for ourselves also, then we make an effort on our families, mainly the old ladies in the families, they've got this ideas of Safar, etc., that there is no barakat in this month. And also generally on all people, we should make this effort also. Also with regard to this month, Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala has taught us through Hazrat Nabiyya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam that we must correct our aqaid also at all times. Aqidah is the most important thing, and it's very important that we correct it. And we should try and read Durood Sharif also as much as possible every day. Hazrat Maulana Rashid Ahmed Gangohi Rahmatullah Ali prescribes 300 times a day Durood Sharif. And there are short Durood like Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Can read that also. And it only takes to read it 10 times will take 15 seconds. So to read it 100 times will take 150 seconds. That means 2.5 minutes. So to read it 300 times is 7.5 minutes. Who of us can say, I haven't got 7.5 minutes to spare for durood on Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam, which Allah loves also so greatly, and there are so many benefits in durood sharif as well. In fact, a person who reads his durood sharif regularly, it is mentioned by ulama that Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wasallam will be making his tarbiyat, our islah. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam will make our islah. That is, by the barakat of durood sharif, Allah will make our islah. And islah is a farad, very important farad. In fact, we should try regularly on a daily basis, make niyat to Allah Ta'ala that the object of my life is my islah. That I will make my islah, I'll have my islah done. And we beg Allah Ta'ala that by His mashiyat, His wish, and His fadl, and His rahmat, that Ya Allah grant us our islah. And do sunnahs we should try and inculcate in our lives also, try and bring as many sunnahs. And one great barakat of sunnah is, wherever a sunnah will come in, automatically a bid'at will leave. In every facet of our life, it's either a sunnah. If we don't do a sunnah, it will be a bid'at, or it will be something to do with modern lifestyle, with all other ways of things that will come in our life. If we bring sunnah, then sunnah will be there, and that is the object. If there isn't sunnah, like miswak, we have to clean our mouth. If we don't do sunnah, toothbrush will come in. Like washing our hands before meals, after meals. If we don't do that, then we'll use the wet one. And today, unfortunately, every type of function, whether it's Quran khatam function, whether it's a walima function, which are deeni functions, but the wet ones are there. And people then don't go and wash their hands, they just use the wet ones. And according to some people, some things which are put in that wet ones are not permissible. It's not permissible then to use it also. So that's a different masala. But it is replacing a sunnah which is against deen. So Allah give us tawfiq inshallah to try and make sunnahs alive in our lives and in the whole ummah also. Allah use us. And then one great dua we should try and read, which we all know inshallah, if we don't know, very short dua, but we should try and read this dua. Raditu billahi rabban wa bil islami deena wa bi muhammadin rasulan wa nabiyya. And we can add sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. These are the words that have come in the hadith. It is mentioned in a 100% sahih riwayat. A person who reads this every morning and night, one time, then Allah will make him happy. Allah will please him on the day of Qiyamah. A person who reads, Raditu billahi rabban, wa bil islami deena, wa bi muhammadin rasulan wa nabiyya, Allah will make that person happy on the day of Qiyamah. Who reads it every morning once, every evening, every night once. A person who reads it once a day in the morning, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam will hold his hand and take him into Jannat. For hardly a few seconds, Raditu billahi rabban, wa bil islami deena, wa bi muhammadin rasulan wa nabiyya. Allah give us all tawfiq, try and learn this dua, and make muzakara, remind one another. And whoever we will tell, that person makes amal, we're going to get the sawab also. So if we will forget even sometimes, somebody else read it, we will get the sawab. Let us all read it together once inshallah. Raditu billahi rabban, wa bil islami deena, wa bi muhammadin rasulan wa nabiyya. Those are the words that come in the hadith. And after Wabi Muhammadin, we can add sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. There is no problem with that also. Allah give us tawfiq. So anyway, with regard to this month, this ayat that I've read, قَالُوا طَائِرُكُمْ مَعَاكُمْ أَيْنْ ذُكِّرْتُمْ بَلْ أَنْتُمْ قَوْمٌ مُسْرِفُونَ. Surah Yasin Sharif's ayat, وَضَرَبَ لَهُمْ مَثَلًا أَصْحَابَ الْقَرْيَةِ. In that ruku, there is a whole event that is written. There is a lot of difference in opinion in the Mufassireen that which event does this refer to. A lot of different narrations have come. Anyway, whatever it is that Allah has sent two messengers to these people who are in idol worship and who did not believe in Allah Ta'ala, to call them to Tawheed, to call them to the oneness of Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala. And then when these people came, made effort amongst them, then they started suffering difficulties, hardships. So those people who were in idol worship, who were in wrong things, they told these Rasuls of Allah, these messengers which Allah has sent directly, or the messenger of Allah had sent his messengers to them, whoever it was, they told them that you people have brought bad luck to us. And since you came, now our lives are shattered. There is difference in our homes. We have got different groups and parties now. There is drought now. There are difficulties and hardships. So these messengers of Allah told them, قَالُوا طَائِرُكُمْ مَعَكُمْ. Your bad luck is in your actions. There isn't bad luck. It's your evil what you are doing. قَالُوا طَائِرُكُمْ مَعَكُمْ إِنْ ذُكِّرْتُمْ. If you will take some lesson. بَلْ أَنْتُمْ قَوْمُ مُسْرِفُونَ. You are the ones that have gone beyond limits. You are the ones in extravagance, in all wrong beliefs. You are the ones who have gone in. And this is, we have to understand, always this is this has been happening. When Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam came to the people, Allah chose him as a Nabi after about 40-41 years of Dabuwat, of living in the people of Makkah, and they saw the pure, sublime character of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Never spoke a lie. Never. His character was 100% perfect. Though at that time he was still not the Nabi of Allah. But in every aspect he was so perfect. They called the non-believers, the kuffar of Makkah, the Quraysh called him As-Al-Amin, As-Sadiq, the one who is truthful, the one who is absolutely pure and clean, they called him. But when Allah gave him Nabuwat, and now he called the people towards Allah Ta'ala, then they said, Now you made us all problems. We were one group, all of us worshipping idols. We were happy. We were carrying on with our life. But since you came now and you came with this message of yours, now you have broken our families. Father is a Muslim, he accepts you. Mother doesn't want to accept. Parents are accepting. Children are not accepting. Children are accepting. Parents are not accepting. You have broken all our peace now. And now they started facing hardships because now the truth has come and they're not following the truth. So now doubts came, difficulties, they ascribed that also to Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam. From here we learn a very important thing, that wherever any alim stood up to speak the truth, the people went against him. They wanted to carry on with their customary things, with their riwaj, with their bid'at, whatever they were doing. And whoever came and brought the truth, the people stood up against him. This has always been happening, and they accuse them, the people who have brought the truth. They don't accept the truth, and then they accept the, they accuse the people who have brought the truth that you are causing division. If we just reflect a little bit in our context here, whoever stands up and speaks the truth, that person then is accused of bringing friction, breaking up the community, breaking the peace. And a person who toes the line with the people, what the people want, he is a very good alim. As long as he doesn't tell us all the things that we mustn't do, then he is very good. He follows in their trend. Where there is a hall somewhere, he makes nikah there also. So intermingling of sexes, he sits there also. He condones everything. He will even have some qiraat recited, or he will read also. Other things also they will do. Very good. But whoever will say all these things are wrong, then he becomes the enemy. So that has always been the case. And as ulama, and Allah make us ulama haq, that we don't worry for this. In front of us is not the pleasure of the people. In front of us must be the pleasure of Allah. We must please Allah Ta'ala. And we can't reach that stage, then just abstain and be on your own. Don't partake of those things. Don't condone those things. Just be criticize it in your capacity as much as you can. But to be part and parcel of it, which is unfortunately the trend also generally today. So this is very important. So whenever the truth comes, people will accuse the people of truth for causing the problem. Whereas the truth has come to establish the truth. Also, with regard to our own selves also, we should think. A person who is leading a wrong life, guna, no namaz in his life, etc. Many cases you will find his life is carrying on. And then many people say also, when I change, now I got problems in my life. Now I'm doing the right thing, now problems are coming. In fact, some people say wrongly that those who are doing wrong must just carry on doing wrong, so that the peace remains in their life. No, that is not at all the case. So Allah will put this test. Now that you are coming right, now you are following the right path, you would expect everything to become more rosy now. But usually, then you see problems come. So those problems are not because of the truth you have brought in your life. Allah Ta'ala brings this test on you. Allah did for the truth, and the price of it is Jannat you're going to get when you follow the truth. And Jannat is not so cheap, and Jannat is not so easy. For Jannat, Allah will put us to test and trial. So these the problems and difficulties, and a person who remains firm on them, then Allah Ta'ala opens such doors on those people that you cannot imagine. So we should not be afraid of these trials and these tests that come from Allah Ta'ala. And in these tests and trials of Allah, there is nothing like bad luck, or there is nothing like evil in it. It is a test from Allah. We try and remain firm. Allah Ta'ala give us all tawfiq, inshallah. In the Hadith Sharif that I have quoted, Hazrat Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wasallam says, La adwa, that there is no contagious disease. The disease on its own cannot reach somebody else, only by the will of Allah. when the Sahaba were also, they saw like in the camels, which was a common commodity that they owned, if one camel had got a certain disease, then it spread into the others. So they say, this is happening. So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam asked them, from where did the first camel get its disease? If it wasn't the will of Allah, then where did the first camel get it from? It's by the will of Allah Ta'ala. And then all those animals are an epidemic, which today doctors, etc., they all believe that you must put the person in quarantine, the disease spreads, etc. So if that was the case, then in a community wherever there's an epidemic, then many people die in that epidemic and many don't die. Many therefore, if it was that one, that the disease was the cause of this, then everyone should have died. But it is the will of Allah, and Allah chooses, and whoever it is meant for, it will go to that person. It won't go to everyone. It is only whom Allah Ta'ala. So there is nothing like disease on its own. It spreads to another person. So that we should also believe and understand that bimari is only from Allah. Shifa is only from Allah Ta'ala. This is not the cause, the contagious diseases which they speak about, that the disease itself is contagious and it affects the next person. If that was the case, the doctor should have been also affected then. Then who is going to treat the patient? If the disease is contagious, the doctor also has to be. In fact, we know that how many people, they go to hospitals and they pick up a bug there. They pick up a virus there, where they've got, according to them, 100% all their precautions in place. They say the doctor also, he takes his precautions, he wears his mask, he wears his gloves, everything, etc. But whom it is meant for, it is from Allah Ta'ala. So that is one thing also that we should understand, that bimari, disease, is all directly from Allah Ta'ala. Asbab, whichever sabab Allah Ta'ala uses. And there are degrees of this tawakkul and belief on Allah Ta'ala. Like that one great buzurg, when he, Allah Ta'ala asked him, what have you brought? He was a genuine great buzurg. He thought, if I present namaz, namaz will come out faulty. My namaz, who can say I read a perfect namaz, performed a perfect namaz? Anything I present. So he said, Iman will come out safely. So Allah asked him, have you forgotten the night of the milk? And what was this? Everyone won't understand it, but he understood what Allah is telling him. That one night when he drank milk, and in the morning his stomach pained, and then he said, it is because of the milk that I drank at night. It is because of that my stomach is paining. So a person at that level, Allah did not tolerate that also. For people like me and you, that is acceptable that we attribute it to the sabah. That we drank this, I overate, that's why I couldn't sleep well at night. I had too much of this, that's why this caused me a problem. That is how we speak. But in actual fact, the actual reality is that it is only from Allah Ta'ala. And we have to try and build our iman to that level, that everything is only and solely from Allah Ta'ala. وَلَا طِيَرَ. And there is nothing like a bird, of the flying of birds. This was a common practice in the days before Islam. If a person wants to do some work, he wants to go on a journey, then they would make a bird fly. Then, for example, if it flew in the right direction, they say it's good, this journey will be good. We're having a court case, the results will come out good, etc. And if it flies in the left direction, they will say this is not good, we mustn't undertake this journey. Don't make this marriage, don't accept this proposal, don't propose there. So a bird has got nothing to do with that. And in that, till today, unfortunately, many of us have got many superstitions. We are traveling on the road, a cat crosses, we feel that an accident will happen. So we have put the power of an accident happening in the crossing of the cat. The cat crossed because it saw a rat on the other side. With the lights of the car, it saw there was a rat. It's running for its prey, for that rat, for the mouse. And we attribute it as human beings, who are people who are supposed to have the most intellect. Of all the creation of Allah, the most intellect is given to human being, and the person with the most intellect. And then if we claim Islam, and we claim Tawheed, and we reading La ilaha illallah, and we putting that power in the cat, that the cat has got that power, then that is a very weak form of Iman. It speaks of great, great concerns for a person. So that should not be there. And also, for example, the cat is meowing at night. There are many of these funny false beliefs, and many people believe that in the morning definitely we'll get news of somebody who has passed away. The cat was giving birth to its kittens. It's going through childbirth, the pain it's going through. So it's crying at night, and we are saying that the crying of the cat, what has that got to do with the death of a person? All this clearly Allah Ta'ala says is solely in the hands of Allah Ta'ala. We cannot negate asbab. Asbab are on their places. But we have to believe in Rabbul Asbab. Not that asbab are the means, are the actual controllers and doers of things. Means are also from Allah. Everything, that tawheed we have to try and reach, that we realize everything is only from Allah. Allah is the only and sole doer of everything. And in that case, we will turn to Allah for everything. And very fortunate is that person who turns solely to Allah for all his matters. In fact, it is narrated that 70,000 people will enter Jannah, will get the arsh of Allah. They will enter Jannah without hisab kitab. They are the people who used to make tawakkul on Allah. وَلَا يَتَطَيَّرُونَ. And they shouldn't do any ta'weez work also. Ta'weez is also permissible. Correct ta'weez. If you go to the correct amil, which are almost extinct, to get a proper amil, today is very, very difficult. But if a person is a genuine amil, he makes ta'weez properly from Quran, from hadith in the correct way, it is permissible. The permissible ta'weez also preferable, you don't use it also. And your trust is only on Allah Ta'ala. There were those sons of Islam and daughters of Islam who went to that extent that even medical cure they did not take. And for example, Allama Anwar Shah Kashmiri Rahmatullah Ali, who was what an alim, what level of his iman. When he was in Dabel, when he was teaching there, he came up with piles. And piles are very, very painful also. And then his student, Shah Ataullah Bukhari Rahmatullah Ali, was making his khidmat and saw what pain and difficulty my ustad is going through. And besides that, any person's difficulty, a person feels for it. Besides that, he said, you're the amanat of the ummah. Without you, the ummah needs you. You are what knowledge Allah has given you, what position Allah has given you, what taqwa Allah has given you. And you have to look after yourself. So your treatment must be done. But he said that if Allah send it, and Allah, it's a gift from Allah, and I'm happy with the gift of Allah. So people at that level, we are far, far from that. There is absolutely nothing wrong that we take treatment, we take medical treatment, we go to hakims, we go to doctors, proper, correct ta'weez also we can do. If there are correct amils, we do that treatment also, nothing wrong. But the higher level is that. And these people will enter Jannah without any hisab kitab. And they will have a great, great position by Allah. Allah, out of His mercy and kindness, include us all in that. One Sahabi radiallahu ta'ala anhu expressed his desire, "Oh Allah's Rasul, make dua for me, I am amongst them." He said, "You are amongst them." Another Sahabi asked, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "Your brother was before you. He had already got it." So, Allah in His kindness, mercy, barakat of the day of Jumu'ah, the masjid, and this Mubarak environment of ulama and students, Allah Ta'ala make us all, our families, all our connections in every way, make us also amongst those people. So, لا عدوى ولا صفر ولا طيرة ولا هامة. And the bet which is, many people ascribe bad luck with the bet. When the bet comes out, a bird of the which comes out at night, the bet, where they ascribe and they feel very frightened if they see a bat. Oh, a lot of problems going to come in our lives. Bat came in my room. Bat came in my house. Oh, this problem, that problem. A person who suffers from this weak iman is vulnerable in every way. He is the victim of his own thoughts. And he's in himself, he's all the time embroiled in wondering, this problem going to happen, that problem going to happen. There is nothing like that. And he's just imagining this problem, that problem, and he makes his life a misery for himself all the time. Whereas if we have Tawheed and we trust in Allah, and we know Allah is Ar-Rahman, the names of Allah Ta'ala, the 99 names also start, Huwallahu alladhi la ilaha illa huwa ar-Rahmanu ar-Rahim, Al-Malik, Al-Quddus, As-Salam, Al-Mu'min, Al-Muhaymin, Al-Aziz, Al-Jabbar. How great is not Allah Ta'ala. If we make effort on our iman and our full trust on Allah, then we won't have any of these worries. Wala safara. And there is nothing bad, a bad omens with regard to the month of Safar. Many people regard it khali maino, empty month, that you mustn't make nikah in this month also. There won't be, there'll be problems in that. As if in all the other months there is lot, today we know all the problems, it's all our evil lifestyle we are going through. What the girls going to university, becoming independent and thinking they their own bosses, etc., don't want to listen to the husband, all that, and we blame it on the month of Safar. Or we say, no, month of Muharram also you mustn't get married. It is a month of ghami. It's a month of sorrow and sadness. Because Imam Hussein, radiallahu ta'ala anhu, was martyred in this month. Hazrat Hussein, radiallahu ta'ala anhu, was martyred in this. There is nothing like that at all. The barakat is in the hands of Allah. And we do it all according to sunnat. Our lifestyle according to sunnat. See the barakat, not the barakat, but the barakat. But when we're living a wrong lifestyle, for that you have to say, taqalu ta'irukum ma'akum. Your all evil lifestyle is with you. You have brought it. Living a life against the commandments of Allah Ta'ala, you have brought this. So this is, we should take out all these wrong beliefs that we have and become muwahid. Allah in His fadl and karam make us true muwahid. That person who has got true tawheed in his hands. Allah Ta'ala says, Tabarakalladhi biyadihi al-mulk. All barakat is Tabarakalladhi is with Allah Ta'ala, and He has got all sovereignty. The whole world is nothing in the hands of Allah Ta'ala. For us, what is the world? Where is a distant country? Where is some little village? Where is a person living in a jungle? What connection? But for Allah, it is not even like in a hand. It's fully. Allah knows the thoughts of every person. Allah knows what you're going to think tomorrow. Allah knows that end which is under a black stone, which is in a black night and a black end. Allah knows the movements of that. And what is in the heart of that ant, Allah knows that also. Also. Allah is Razzaq, who gives rosy. He gives rosy to that little ant or creature or whatever insect right at the bottom of the sea. Allah sends a frog from on top, taking the leaf in its mouth and going down there. That insect has become blind, can't look for its own rosy. Allah is sending the rosy from what a frog right down to it. That is Allah who does everything, and our full trust must be solely and only on Allah Ta'ala. Nice to speak, easy to speak, but at least Allah gives tawfiq. Nice to hear, but to bring that reality, that was what the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam hid, and they feared nobody whatsoever. And the Sahaba radiyallahu ta'ala anhum, Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq, who said, أَيَنْقُسُ الدِّينِ وَأَبُو بَكَرْ حَكَرْ حَيْءٍ. Can deen, any little deficiency come in deen while Abu Bakr is alive? They had this yaqeen on Allah Ta'ala. That is what we have to develop, that iman on Allah and the sunnah and the amal of deen. that we have our full trust only and only, only, only on Allah, only on Allah, only on Allah Ta'ala. So this month of Safar has got lot of lessons for us to learn also, and we should try and bring these things and expel and take out any type of doubt. And whenever we see something like that and it's causing a doubt in a person, just read, أعوذ بكلمات الله التامات من شر ما خلق بسم الله الذي لا يضر مع اسمه شيء في الأرض ولا في السماء وهو السميع العليم. That will help us to remove. Thoughts will come. Unfortunately, we in that environment. Then you get the people all, the Sangomas one side, fortune tellers another side, and unfortunately people in our community going to these people and talking about all these things, it affects a person. We are weak. So read these duas. By that, Allah will dispel this also. And any thought that comes on its own, we are not responsible. But when it comes and we entertain it and we act on it, we talk according to that, then we are responsible. Allah save our iman, make our iman strong, and that we trust only on Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, and all our matters we try and sort out only with Allah ta'ala. Subhanallah.